other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Time flies when you're talking about global financial meltdown and possible giant increased wars. The Middle East is already bedlam. Webster, I know you're trying to get out solutions here. And I got to say, if you're going to have quantitative easing, it should go to the states. And it should go to 0% loans to the public instead of foreign banks that have hijacked our country. I mean, what you're saying is true. I cannot disagree with you. You're 100% right. And I want to have you back up. You know, things are so important right now. If you want to come back on, I'm taking off Friday to take my son bird hunting. I promised him forever. But if you'd like to come on sometime next week or maybe even Wednesday or Thursday or something, we'll see. You know, to continue just on solutions, we did that a few weeks ago for an hour and a half. People really enjoyed that talk on InfoWars Nightly News. But I understand you're trying to put out solutions here, but talking to you privately, I mean, I really want your view on this. Geopolitically, where is the world right now? I mean, I see all the parallels everywhere. Everybody's going into conflict because of the economic depression. I mean, where is the world? We are in a global depression, or is it a global recession? And how bad is the danger going into next year? I asked you the time frame on further collapse, and you came up with solutions. Look, I get you want to give us solutions. I want your prognosis on the economy.
The reason I do this is because doomsayers are a dime a dozen, right? Every little newsletter has some prediction of the end of the world.
But you're not a dime a dozen. I want what you think.
People want solutions. That's the whole world history depends on getting out of a depression, and that takes solutions. I would say right now we've got the QE3 from Bernanke coming into play. On the European side, we've got Draghi and his pledge to provide support for euro bonds. You know, there's always a danger when you go into September, October, and this the transition from the third quarter to the fourth quarter. That can always blow up under these depression conditions. But let's just, where are we in a broader sense? You're in this three-part process, right? Depression, dictatorship, world war. And we've got symptoms of all three all around us. It's not coming in a neat, you know, one, two, three. These parts, the phases interpenetrate, unfortunately. So we've got to break out of this. One of the effects of the depression part is that the Anglo-American ruling class is more insane than they usually are, and they're looking for utopian solutions. In particular, I would say the consultative conference, the essentially the Friends of Syria that met in Tehran, Iran, about a month ago with 30 countries representing really more than half the world, right? Russia, China, India, Indonesia, Pakistan, and Iran, Syria, all kinds of countries. The isolation of Iran has not worked. And we've just had the Non-Aligned Conference in Tehran with, 130, 135 countries coming together in Tehran talking about world affairs in various ways. The isolation of Iran has not worked. For the Anglo-American ruling class, they would have to say maybe they've come to the point of diminishing returns with the color revolution strategy. Maybe it's time to go back to the war strategy, the mad dog, neocon, fascist, aggressor stance that we had under Bush Cheney. And again, all those guys are grouped around Obama. They're grouped around Romney.
They're grouped around both of them, bud. It's like a Don King fight.
No. If you look at these individuals, the neocons, the hardcore ideological neocons, they're with Romney, not with Obama. They're not with Obama. Look at them again. You got John Bolton. You've got Dan Senior. You've got Robert Kagan, Robert Joseph.
Well, that's what Pachinik says. He says if they get back in, they're going to stage new 9/11s.
Yeah. If Romney comes in on the 20th of January, he may invade Syria on February 1st. I mean, you'll have 100 days of war with Romney. A vote for Romney is a vote for Netanyahu, his bosom buddy since 1976.
All right. We're going to have to talk about this next time, Webster. We'll set you up to break more of this down. Your Skype gets cut out when the music's playing. That's an anomaly. We'll be right back with Max Kaiser. Thank you, Dr. Tarpley. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
The American population is now living longer, but with age comes related health difficulties. What if you could learn the secret of how to have a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol, healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels? You'd live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness. Heart and Body Extract may be your answer. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs that's 100% natural. The body has its own self-cleaning and detoxifying system, but after age 30, it's necessary to supplement this system. Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal health. With Heart and Body Extract, you can keep your heart healthy, your arteries clear, plus Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen, into another hour. Just had Dr. Webster Griffin Tarpley on, breaking down the geopolitical ramifications of what's happening in the Middle East, Africa, and Central Asia and beyond. And, of course, we're now looking forward into 2013 and what is happening with the U.S. dollar and other currencies. QE Unlimited announced, so the Federal Reserve kept their promise in a sick way. They said no QE3. They promised a year and a half ago. Now it's QE Unlimited. Unlimited further trillions, $85 billion a month. The media is saying $40 billion. It's actually $85 billion a month. To buy up derivatives and things from Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, usual suspects. And then the news, liberal and conservative, gets up there and tells you it's your debt, you're lazy, and you're not working enough, even though Americans work more than anybody in this world now, unless you're a poor Chinese slave in a sweatshop. The average American has 2.5 jobs and less to show for it. And many economists say we've lost more wealth than, you know, any other point in history. And it's happening worldwide because the system is kleptocratic. They want the casino gulag model that our next guest coined, that term. That is what they want. And it's important to understand that the globalists are waging war against liberty and freedom, period. whether it's Obama, whether it's Mitt Romney. The same power structure. There's different arms of it, different groups, but they basically all want the same thing. And as a society, we have to wake up to this and understand that they're going to pose as the saviors when they are the engineers, the authors of the economic situation that we're entering. Now, I want to be clear about this, my friends. When you bring in the geopolitical analysis and you bring in the West funding Al-Qaeda and putting them in Libya and Syria to destabilize those countries, when you look at the West clearly allowing the killing of the ambassador to hype up anti-Islamic fear to be projected onto Syria and Iran, even though they're not the authors of it. I'm not defending them either. It's just that it's known the West is running Al-Qaeda, not Syria and Iran. So that they can give Israel cover, that is elements in Israel, to launch a war on Iran. Then you've got to ask, why do they want that? Well, they claim because Iran wants to nuke them. So it's a very, very dangerous period we're in, to say the least, and we need to force real issues out there. The articles that you see at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are absolutely essential, tracking every angle as it unfolds. It is so important that people actually understand Al-Qaeda is run by the West. Here's some of the latest headlines. Is DHS preparing for false flag attack on American shopping malls? Neocons engineering October surprise? New York Times spins new video of Ambassador Stevens. Claims the people carrying his dead body were helping him as they slapped him in the face and laughed at him and said, Allah Akbar. New York Times again thinks we're idiots. Video, Syrian rebels burn American flag while Obama sends them millions of taxpayer money. A world on the verge of war. The world's already in war. Zero hedge. That is just some of what we've got up there. Israeli envoy. U.S. will go to war in Iran in 2013. How QE here will make the wealthy even wealthier while causing living standards to fall for the rest of us. That is just some of the news at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. Now, understand, before we go to Max Keiser, we're going to him here momentarily, joining us from Europe. I know part of the time he's in Paris, part of the time in London. We'll have to ask him where he's where we've called his Skype ID from. Before we go to London, before we go to Max Keiser, you have to understand, I'm the expert in the police state and in the covert takeover of local police, the spy networks. That's where I've done 17 years of research. And pioneering areas. I bring you other pioneers like Max Keiser, the inventor of the virtual stock exchange system used on most markets today. I bring you people like Tarpley. I bring you Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former head of the Treasury and Policy. Charlotte Iserby, head of Policy, Department of Education. You know, Ron Paul, you name it. We bring all these experts on with some different views, but it pretty much converges on where reality's at. And you need to understand that what adds to this, the reason I know we're in deep trouble, because we're always hearing about Iran war, we're always hearing about collapse, we're always hearing about this. We know the globalists want this to be incremental, but the 1.4 billion bullets, the checkpoints, the martial law preparations, the digging in by governments, all of this is set up to handle a foreign World War III scenario, but also a domestic takeover, using a global crisis as the pretext to take over domestically. They've lined it all up, the spies, the checkpoints, the re-education centers. I'm not trying to scare you. I believe you have courage and will then speak out so this doesn't happen, because our only hope is stopping it. That said, that's why I'm so concerned, because it's more converging than just economic Ida and Israel and elections. There is a fundamental shift towards hot tyranny taking place, not just here, but in every industrialized country under this unified corporatist system that's anti-liberty. So people better get smart. People better get wise fast, or it's all over. You've heard my basic breakdown, Max. Add any points you have to this, MaxKeiser.com, TV host on BBC, Press TV, RT, you name it. Break down your take on what I was just basically setting the table with, and then let's get into QE Unlimited. And I guess this really adds credence to your collapse hypothesis by April of next year. We're already in somewhat of a collapse, but you're saying a total collapse, and define what that is. Max Keiser, thank you for joining us.
Yo, Alex, great to be here. Yeah, 28 weeks to go during that next 28-week period. Looking for a total collapse. I put my flag, planted my flag, and I'm going to stick with that prediction. But to follow up on this casino gulag, I just sent you a story because there's something new that I think you need to look at. Corrections Corps of America, which is the biggest private prison operator in America. They're listed on the stock exchange. They're going around America from state to state. They're getting the local state governments to give them the business of running the prisons in those states in exchange that the states have to guarantee 90% occupancy rate at the prisons, which means that the states have to go out and arrest people to put them into the prison at, per a deal that they've made with the prison operator to take over the prisons from the state. So that's part of the casino gulag. You've got the state and the corporation making a deal to they build prisons that guarantee 90% occupancy, and the only way you can do that is if you tell the police, just go arrest people. Doesn't matter what, if they're guilty or not, just arrest them, put them into jail, because that's what the deal says. And that's sweeping the nation from coast to coast in America, private prison. On the casino front, you've got Zynga, which is a virtual currency company. They are now aggressively transforming themselves to be able to do legal online gambling. That's something I've been telling you will happen. Their business model so far was a Trojan horse. It's not a very good business model unless you work up to the point where you're doing online gambling, which is what they're going to be doing now. Facebook in the UK, where I am now in London, they're going to offer online gambling. Gambling is already legal in Europe, already legal in the UK, so they'll be making money doing the gambling. So the gulag casino economy is moving forward, and that's the big trend I see going forward. And the breakdown, the quantitative easing. Quantitative easing to infinity, as it's being called, $40 billion a month, month after month to buy back mortgage-backed securities. The Federal Reserve System has basically capitulated to the speculators. There's no pretense now about doing anything constructive for the economy. They only do what's best for speculators. Speculators have huge losses on their books, and to bail out the speculators, or the too big to fail banks, as some call them, the Federal Reserve is now guaranteeing 0% interest rates until 2015, and to buy every losing bet on the books of the banks that they have now, every losing bet that they'll make going forward for the next 3 years, the Fed will buy it. The Fed will do this by swapping treasury bills for bad debts, bad bonds, and expanding their balance sheet from $2 trillion to $3 trillion to $5 trillion, and they keep increasing that, which you could call a black hole of debt, which has to be paid, and the way that it's paid in countries around the world is by imposing austerity measures. That's where the nickels and dimes are collected to pay off the debt for the swap that's being made by the federal. Yeah.
And Max, even though this is destructive, that's the method of the madness. They admit it's a post-industrial system where they're expanding their profit while destroying you to make you poor so they can control you. And you mentioned the incredible immorality and corruption of the big prison companies lobbying at state governments. This is in the news, to give huge sentences to nonviolent people so they can get your tax money, housing them, so they can work for 20 cents an hour, driving down everyone else's wages. It is a genius plan, and we now have the biggest prison population in the world, and they're just getting started. They're now arresting mothers whose children play in the front or backyard. They're now taking children for no reason, packing the prisons. People ask, where are the concentration camps? Here they are. These are the new slave camps. And the so-called conservatives say, good, make them criminals work. Yeah, and you wonder why you don't have a job now, buddy, or why you've had your pay cut. You can't compete against 5 million people in prisons, in factories right now.
Exactly right. I think that what will be available in these prisons is that you'll be able to go online and you'll be able to participate in the casino economy, to view pages on sites like Facebook, which are then used as collateral to justify their multi-billion dollar capitalizations on the stock exchange. So we already have that in China. People in China go online and they do what's called gold mining, where they are slave gamers. They're gamers and they're enslaved to slave masters and their job 24/7. And sometimes they game for 3 or 4 days straight and drop dead while they're out there trying to...
Stay there.
Aaron Fullen here. As the food police shut down food co-ops, the Amish and small farmers, Americans are losing access, not just to raw milk and homemade cheeses, but to healthy, home-crafted sources for fermented foods like sauerkraut, yogurt, and kefir. It seems there's a war on life-giving foods with living enzymes and healthy bacteria. But frankly, I'm not sure what the food police are so afraid of. These remarkable foods have been around since the beginning of history, with archaeological evidence for fermented foods and beverages being found across the globe in almost every culture. Even today, Japanese eat miso, Africans eat fermented porridges, Koreans eat kimchi, and in India, fermented milk is a staple for healthy living. But here's some good news. Self-reliant Americans can now discover the secrets to making these amazing fermented foods legally and privately in their own homes. Since it's still legal to make these foods as long as you can make them yourself. For more information, check out fermentationfactor.com. That's fermentationfactor.com. It's easy to create your own powerful fermented foods, and you can do it by going to www.fermentationfactor.com. That's www.fermentationfactor.com.
September is National Preparedness Month, or as we like to call it, Preptember. So cash in on Preptember savings at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 21% on freeze-dried mozzarella cheese. Save 25% on 5 of Mountain House's most popular freeze-dried meals. Save 30% and learn how to make bread from scratch with the Wheat Cooking Starter Kit. Save 36% on the new LRP Entree Combo. And save a whopping 46% when you buy 10 or more packages of MRE Peanut Butter. All at BePrepared.com. Plus, new for Preptember, freeze-dried yogurt bites in 5 delicious flavors. And Provident Pantry non-fat dry milk is specially priced this month. As always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials during the Preptember Sale, now through September 30th. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom prison, and time keeps dragging on.
Ladies and gentlemen, what Max Kaiser is breaking down here eloquently, I know doesn't go above the heads of our old-time listeners, but new listeners, he's not joking. The big prison companies, there's three major ones, a lot of subsidiaries, openly lobby to throw people in jail for years for nothing. That's why they keep nonviolence in jail and release the violence, because they're hard to deal with. you know, these big correction corps people, they want the minimum and medium. They don't want the high security. And they want the violence out there scaring everybody. But the pot smoker, oh, they're going to put you to work doing all sorts of data entry, not just making furniture and license plates. They do everything now. And it's Shawshank Redemption. You know, where the prisoners are building the roads. People are like, good, make them prisoners build roads. I'm lazy, boy. Yeah, well, you're not going to have a job building roads now. So that's what's going on. You think we're just competing with Mexico and China and India? Uh-uh. Think again. You're competing with 5 million prisoners plus, and it's growing. And, Max, getting into this, I mean, they're going ahead with it. My point is this is a planned implosion. This is a planned program of takeover by the oligarchs. They admit it. And so people like Tarpley, who's a great guy, he's always wants to bring out solutions. The globalists don't care. They're in control. They're going ahead with this. Tell me if you agree or disagree, and then break down for us what this unlimited QE is going to mean, your analysis of exactly where this new QE, where this this new money transfer to the bankers is going, Max Keiser.
Yeah, no, I'll answer both questions. I want to follow up on the prisoner story. You're right. The prison labor in America is becoming a big problem. The same governors of these states who are signing these deals with private prison operators are also complaining to the federal government that the prison operators are competing for jobs. The prison population now is people are getting arrested to go to prison to as a way to participate in the labor force. That's about, and they're working for $1, $2 a day. But to follow up on the gaming aspect, I just sent you an email to a link to a story here. Chinese prisoners forced to slay dragons, mine gold, and online games. Prisoners in a labor camp in northern China are forced to slay dragons and battle wizards in online games to earn virtual gold that the prison guards sell for real currency. And this is what's going to happen in America with companies like Zynga and others. You go to prison for as part of the deal with the prison operator, then you're forced to play games to earn the credits in the games that are then converted to real money.
By the way, you predicted this 5 years ago on my show. How did you do it? Because, Max, here it is. Chinese prisoners forced to slay dragons, mine gold, and online games, because then they're made to go to state-run or other-run things for basically fake advertising hits that never really happen, just like Facebook caught with bots visiting its sponsors' ads. Just everything is fraud-based. It's total scam.
Right. Well, when you introduce me, you say, okay, I introduced the virtual specialist and the virtual market. That is the basis for virtual trading for virtual goods online. So I know the market very, very well, and my technology – you know, there's an interesting history there, but I'm not going to get into it. But here you see in China, the game market where you can play these virtual environments and you earn virtual trinkets and virtual swords, et cetera, in these multi-level player games. They then can convert those into cash, into yuan or other currencies, and then that money is taken from the guards and the people who run the prison.
And there's a market, gamer. Yuppies and trendies playing video games and paying money to get trinkets and paying money to be part of this. They are financing slaves in Chinese commie death camps doing this. So the false reality is now supplanting the real reality and is slave driven.
Right. People to play Farmville, which is a Zynga game through Facebook, and they give them $500 to so they can raise virtual strawberries. There are prisoners in China that are being forced to trade on these exchanges to make virtual products and virtual farming so that the prison operators can cash in the money, the gold, so they're earning as a way to increase. It's a slave labor racket. And they play these things 24/7. And there are stories now every week where people in Asia who are being slave gamers are playing 3 or 4 days in a row, and then they just drop dead from exhaustion. And this is happening almost on a weekly
basis. This is also the beginning of being put into the Matrix. This is people plugging in, becoming programmed. We've got an 18-minute segment coming up, Max, so I want to really get into the technicals. I know you've analyzed this Federal Reserve announcement, the private banking cartel's announcement.
It's virtual money. The Federal Reserve deals in virtual money. It's another big virtual game.
Exactly, except they put us in prisons to fund it. Because at the final equation, it's all based on tying us in to their Ponzi scheme, their false reality, their matrix. Stay there.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8 inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Down to Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man selling on the...
We got Max Kaiser of MaxKaiser.com joining us. We'll also give you his Facebook, Twitter, other sites here in a moment. Any other sites you'd like to plug. But I want listeners to understand, I spend all my time trying to understand this and trying to be accurate. I mean, we don't get up here and go, oh, well, our listeners will like it more if we like Mitt Romney, so, you know, let's say nice things about him. Or people will like us if we say nice things about Obama. It's just, okay, what's the truth, and let's cover it. Quite frankly, if I had to calculate and sit here and mince words, I couldn't do it. There's no teleprompters. There's no talking points. There's just research. And I look at articles like this one. This is out of the Times of Israel. I don't want to be the complicit in an Israeli strike on Iran, says U.S. Army chief. Martin Dempsey warns that while it may delay the Iranian reactor program, an Israeli military campaign could also unravel international sanctions on the Tehran regime. Well, it's a lot more than that, and I want to get Max's geopolitical take on it. He was trying to finish up about this virtual reality. That's what it is. It's Ponzi scheme operators that with fractional reserve banking, for every dollar you have in the bank, you know, they're loaning out $10, roughly. Now they've transcended that to just total derivatives, and they don't care if you never had a deed with them and that they don't own your house. They just come take it, and the court rules it's theirs. This is the type of stuff that we're dealing with now, where they're just setting the precedent where foreign banks can steal trillions and not get in trouble. Karzai can steal $1.6 billion, get caught lying to Congress, doesn't get in trouble. Wells Fargo can be caught laundering $376 billion in narcotics, running the narcotics aircraft. Nobody gets in trouble. They pay less than a 1% fine. So saying, oh, you got caught kidnapping a little kid and chopping their head off. That's a $25 ticket. I mean, it's a new kind of corruption. I've studied history. There's been some bad ones. This one is a bunch of globalists exempt who meet in these big boardrooms where no one can be blamed and everyone has plausible deniability. I mean, it's madness. And it will come down. It's got Titanic written all over it. Max Kaiser, I want you to really finish your point you were trying to make going to break, because when music starts and the Skype can't go over, it causes this weird interlacing problem. So the last 10 seconds of your saying wasn't heard. Finish up with that. And then looking at this, your collapse prediction, getting into analyzing where the virtual QE is going, another transfer to the bankers. The media will tell us it's our debt and people will buy it. I mean, they'll tell us Al-Qaeda's coming when the government runs Al-Qaeda. I mean, if people just had any smarts, they'd know we're already living in a virtual reality. This show, your website, what we do are a few of the islands of half-sanity. I mean, this is really out of control. And now it's becoming even crazier. Max Kaiser.
Yeah, okay. If you compare virtual currencies that you find on game sites like Zynga, Farmville, et cetera, compared to the U.S. dollar and what happens at the Federal Reserve Bank, they have one very important common characteristic. Neither one of these currencies pays an interest rate. They pay 0% interest rate. Now, why is this important? The interest rate is the price of money. It tells you what money is worth, is the interest rate that comes attached to it. When people in America now go to the job to work for a living, they get paid in dollars that have no interest rate attached to them whatsoever because they have no value whatsoever. They're being debased by $40 billion a month now due to quantitative easing, on top of quantitative easing one and two, on top of a multi-hundred trillion dollar derivatives market, on top of central banks all over the world printing money willy-nilly every single second of every single day at 0% interest rate. So you have only speculation to deal with. No real honest living. No way for banks to make an honest living lending money for a return based on a higher interest rate, because all interest rates across the board are zero. They loan money back to central banks, who give them a subsidy that's taken out of the hide of the population through austerity measures. Yes, that's true. But that's not a functioning economy. That's not a working economy. So 0% interest rates are the telltale sign that when you're not dealing with a currency that has intrinsic value whatsoever. And one currency that does have intrinsic value, it also pays no interest, but over the past 5,000 years, it has proven itself to be intrinsically valuable, is gold and silver. And of course, they're continuing to do extremely well, as we've been saying on your show for a number of years, because as the Reserve Bank continues this Ponzi scheme of paying off bad debt by printing new money, by taking all this toxic securities off the balance sheets of banks and replacing it with new money, then the people who own gold around the world, of course, are increasing their positions. And I said on your show last time, the wild card here is China. China is surreptitiously accumulating vast quantities of gold. The last time the government formally announced what their gold position was, it was a surprise 500-ton increase. My sources tell me that by the end of the year, they'll come out and say, we don't have 1,000 tons of gold. We have 2,000 tons of gold officially on our way to becoming 4,000 or 5,000 tons of gold, because they realize that when the global implosion occurs between now and April 15th of next year, my window of implosion, the countries with the gold are the ones who are going to survive the best. The U.S. ostensibly has 8,000 tons of gold, although there is a lot of debate as to whether that's been loaned out and they don't really own that gold anymore. China's going to be on their way to owning 3,000 or 4,000 tons of gold. Germany's got 3,000 tons. The IMF has a large gold position. That's what's going to matter once you have the implosion of these paper market fiat currency positions, and they have to sit down and figure out, okay, what's the new currency grid? And they have to mark to market all this paper against gold like they did at Bretton Woods after World War II, and the price to adjust to account for all this paper means that gold at the minimum, at the very, very minimum, would be $7,000 an ounce. You can say it could be a lot higher than that. But at the very minimum, if you take all the fiat money that's sloshing around on the Fed's balance sheet and in the system, and you were to monetize that in a way that would account for all of the excess slush funds that are sloshing around, you come up with a revaluation at gold $7,000 an ounce. And that's where we're headed. That's what's going to happen between now, some kind of total breakdown and remonetization of gold between now and April 15th of 2013. That's my window. That's my target. So the triggers that we mentioned on the last show, Alex, you know, we went through a number of triggers because in the globe today, there are all kinds of things that are in the background. The Iran-Israeli situation obviously is heating up. That's a potential trigger. You've got the South African labor unrest, which is shutting down platinum mining. Platinum has now been skyrocketing. That's a trigger. The LIBOR scandal. Remember, Barclays and all these money center banks were found to be manipulating LIBOR. That has yet to fully blossom into the global scandal that it will be. That's a multi-hundred billion, trillion-dollar scandal going forward. You've got drought. Here's key, Alex. He's very, very key what I'm about to say. Before the Arab Spring, before the revolution in Egypt, before what we saw in Cairo, the price of wheat had got to $8.50 a bushel, which means that the average Egyptian was paying 40 to 50% of their income on food. Well, guess where the price of wheat is now? Because of quantitative easing, because of all the lax money figures around the world, price of wheat is now $9.50 a bushel. It's at an all-time high. That means that these people are starving again, even worse than they were before the massive revolutions that happened.
And is that because of speculation, or is it also because of just basic dollar devaluation?
Dollar devaluation, but remember, when you keep interest rates at zero, the cost of borrowing to speculate is zero. Because that's what I mean.
So they've created a climate where they can totally take over. Here's my question. What do you expect to play out, not just by next April? Describe what this total collapse looks like, and then what you see as possible futures going out. Because as Brzezinski's admitted 3 years ago, and again in his book this year, people are awakening to the shadow government, the banking cartel. They're not going to be able to just put in new puppets in England or Europe or here. They're announcing a banking dictatorship in Europe, admitting a super federal system over the countries that you and I talked about many years ago. So now so much of this is out in the open. Do they think the domestic police states they've set up are going to be able to protect them during this conversion to total tyranny?
It goes back to the beginning of the conversation, Alex. The prison business is booming. America's got the biggest prison population in the world. The prison business is booming, and they're it's like a funnel. They're just channeling people into these prisons where they enter this casino gulag economy. And that's where we're headed. And that's what people need to resist. And that's
and then
their
your
answer.
Sentence is, here's the LA Times, your sentence is to slay 500 dragons, which would take 10 years on the World of Warcraft. You then go play games on there, clicking on ads for people that companies have sold ads to, and they have contracts to have prisoners click on the ads. I mean, and then Facebook got caught with robots clicking on them, so now they won't even need humans, so just get rid of them entirely. I mean, this is
right.
Insane.
Virtual mining and virtual farming, because it deals with electrons and the cost of electrons is zero, it's a big profit business. That's why the prison labor is not going to be building roads, and the prison labor is not going to be weaving baskets. They're going to be digitally online participating in games, because the cost of producing games and the cost of converting your time as a prisoner playing games into a virtual currency that can be converted to dollars or yen or other currencies is fantastically more profitable than to go out and build a road, because building a road is still, you have to get the tar, you have to get the picks, you have to go out there into the sun. It actually costs money. And so
you have to know what you're doing. You have to compete. But instead, you're just mega bankers putting cancer viruses in everybody's vaccines and fluoride in their water to dumb them down. And you just got everybody bowing to you because you've got unlimited digital currency that they pay you in labor to be able to use. You know, I saw an article in ABC News last Friday.
Let's just cut in for a second. Take that thing that you just said, apply it to the Federal Reserve. If you have a job that's not in prison, you working at your local fast food restaurant, if they pay you in U.S. dollars that pay 0% interest rate, they're paying you in a gaming currency. It has no value. That's what I'm saying. These dollars whether it's a U.S. dollar from the Fed or it's a Zynga dollar from an online gamer, they're equivalent.
And
they're
so now they're going to merge the two. Absolutely. But just stopping there again, Max Kaiser, inventor of the virtual trading special system that's the backbone of much of this system today. It's kind of like creating the hydrogen bomb. I'm sure you're proud of yourself. I'm just joking. It's how they apply it. But I mean, Max, expanding on this, last Friday I saw an ABC News article. Guys, will you print it for me? Because I had it in here during the weekend, but I can't find it. I meant to cover it yesterday. And it was court rules, police can be barred for too high an IQ. Now, I've seen this story more than 100 times the last 17 years on air. I see it all the time. But this guy lost a suit, and they told him, they said, you've got too high an IQ. And then I saw law enforcement websites defending it, saying smart people ask questions and you get bored. And they basically admitted in these law enforcement sites and magazines that we want robots. So here are guys so dumb, they say it's not good to be smart and agree with the federal court ruling that if you have over a 100 IQ, that's average, folks, you can't be a cop. Now, folks, it's not just cops. They want dumb people. That's why they put fluoride in the water, which Harvard admits brain damages you. The elite are so out of control, they're trying to create a subboid cattle group that they literally mine and feed. And now the globalists have said, our new issue of the magazine coming out breaks this down, that they don't even want us anymore. They're going to go completely to robots that work on robots that work on robots with the autonomous drones and all the rest of it. So, Max, put your futurist cap on. Look into the future. Where is all this leading? Because the elites are now saying, we don't even want them in the prisons. Let's just kill everybody.
Well, it's heading. You don't have to look to the future. Look to the past. Look to the way Europe was run before the invention of the printing press, before the Enlightenment, before Diderot invented the encyclopedia. You had dumb serfs working for, as indentured serfs, for the lord and master. That's where we're going back to. The rich, the elite, they never liked the idea of having a middle class. They don't need a middle class. They would prefer just having a very small group of extraordinarily wealthy, and everyone else is a serf. And that's where we're headed.
And now they've said, hey, let's just release a bioweapon and kill everybody. We go into underground bases and come out a year later, everybody's dead. And I'm telling you, Max, I study them. They're going ahead with that plan. As soon as they've got their police state in place, as soon as the autonomous drones and robots are in place, they're going to release the bioweapon.
It's ironic because The creation of the middle class in the Middle Ages was the result of the bubonic plague. The bubonic plague wiped out half the population. It was only then that the lords of the manor actually had to compete for labor, and they started to pay serfs money, real money.
Well, it knocked out a lot of the entrenched elites. It killed a lot of the elite. That was a big plus, yeah.
Well, it knocked out the labor force, and they created this idea of paying labor, which created something called the middle class. So, I mean, the bioweapon destruction you're describing, it could have a silver lining in that it could wipe out the population to the degree where people actually have to pay for labor again. But, of course, that would be a catastrophic way to get to that.
But they didn't have robots in 1400.
Well, that's correct. The robots, they didn't have those in 1400, correct.
Well, Max, I'm telling you, it's a very dark future we're facing, and people laugh today, some of them out there. They're not going to be laughing in the future if we can't turn this around. What's your take on where they sent the QE3? Because, you know, it's been different goodies, you know, not just free money, but also, you know, just giving the money and buying crud derivatives, which you pointed out. They've accelerated the bailouts into derivatives. The problem is bigger than ever.
Well, I mean, when Obama came into office in 2008, there was a fork in the road. He could have either bailed out the banks or bailed out the homeowners. He chose to bail out the banks because there was a theory there of the multiplicity of money effect, that if you bail out the banks, it increases more jobs, ultimately more growth in the system because of the fractional reserve system, the way it's constructed. And but that was a mistake, because had he actually just written off 90% of all mortgages in America, of the people who own the mortgages,
it
not
cost
the banks,
less.
It would have cost much less. Because at the time they said, well, if you did that, it would have cost something like $12 trillion, and that's too expensive. Well, guess what? They are now working on spending and giving away and bailing out and printing upwards of $20 trillion. So the cost now of bailing out the bankers, and by the way, that's done nothing to revive the housing market.
But Max, at least in 08, they admitted it was money to bankers. Now The media is like, you lazy scum, we have to give you more money. They've actually spun it in Europe and here that it's that it's our debt when our debt's only $15
trillion. Well, they need scapegoats, right, Alex? As they ramp up the incinerators to get rid of the oversupply of people, they need scapegoats. We've seen that movie before.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you know, you knew George Soros. You've worked at the highest levels a lot of this. I mean, you know these people, some of them. I mean, what's wrong with them? Because I don't think they're going to get out of what they're creating. I mean, things don't always go the way they want.
I've explained my thoughts on this before. You're dealing with the mentality of the suicide banker. It's similar to the suicide bomber. The suicide bomber who blows themselves up in the name of their fundamentalist, theocratic, religious, extremist view. Suicide bankers like Jamie Dimon, Lloyd Blankfein, Bob Dimon. They blow themselves up and the people around them in the belief of their market fundamentalist views that that are informed by a misreading of things like Adam Smith. They selectively read these things and to support their market fundamentalist view, and they believe they're doing God's work. That's what you're dealing with, a suicide banker. And they are going down that path, and they're taking the entire economy down with them.
And there's no doubt they're destroying the economy. There's no doubt we've been in a depression. There's no doubt they're about to make it a lot worse.
There is no doubt that the economy is extremely fragile, that the unemployment numbers are continuing to look horrible, that the underlying dependence on food stamps and government handouts is increasing exponentially. The student loan bubble, another potential trigger, Alex. You know, the subprime bubble was a $1 trillion bubble that burst and caused problems. The student loan bubble is a $1 trillion-plus bubble that's on the verge of busting. That's another potential trigger that could overnight wipe out an entire class of individual and cause a problem. You also have huge problems in the flash crash market, the program trading, the high frequency trading. You know, these reports are coming out every day now that the system is being completely dominated by computers trading in billionths of a second in ways that are adding so much stress and so much complication and so much potential disaster scenarios that professionals are walking away. Professional hedge funds, many hedge fund managers.
I know the head of, I mean, all the big heads are starting to get out of it. So many of them.
They walk away. They walk away because the risks are too great. It's like putting your hand into a blender, you know, and expecting to come out with something other than a bloody stump. It's the risk and reward is not favorable. And they're just not trading. They're walking away from this nightmare.
What we're watching is a revolution of evil. We're watching a revolution of fraud. We're watching a revolution of insanity and a revolution of false reality and Ponzi scams absorbing the real world. This is a matrix like the birth of the matrix. Everybody wired into computers, people only caring about sitcoms and sports while the real world goes on around them and drones kill whole villages for no reason. I mean, we are entering, there's articles pouring out where all the big pharma companies know most of their drugs actually hurt people and don't help them. And the vaccines, they're putting the stuff in the vaccines to spread the disease so they can sell more. And it's admitted, and nobody cares, it's admitted the fluoride's killing us, so they add it. And it's all just funny. It's like a bunch of crazy people have taken over.
Well, I mean, I'll say something and I'll mention something. You're probably not going to like it, though. Because it's very, very kind of subsurface type stuff, but you know, I gotta say that I spent the last weekend attending the Bitcoin 2012 conference here in London, and on the surface it doesn't sound good, but when you get into what Bitcoin is really all about, Alex, it really is the currency of the resistance. Basically, if we are entering into an environment of 360 degrees of surveillance, of us being surveyed, every click of the mouse, every web page review, every email totally read,
walking outside, we're being face scanned.
Right. If that's where we're headed, then Bitcoin, which is the value of Bitcoin, is entirely tied to its cryptological content. It's cryptology as a currency. And therefore, it really could be the currency of resistance going forward. On the surface, it's hard to get there because you say, okay, it's a digital currency, and we just talked about how bad digital currencies are, and you know, it's a computer-driven currency, and we just talked about how bad that is. But once you get down into the surface a little bit, you drill into what's really going on with Bitcoin, you find out that there's this thriving global community.
Well, I'll say this. There's a lot of globalist connected groups I won't mention that do not like the word Bitcoin. They ban it on these government front sites out there that we know are government.
Okay, well, I mean, that's a good sign, right? I mean, because the globalists hate Bitcoin because it's completely cryptologically, it's no-cost transaction. You can move money around at zero cost. It's the currency itself has a quote like any other currency, so it's like $11.80 for Bitcoin. But that's not the main thing. The main thing is you can zip in and out of Bitcoin for almost zero.
Well, listen, we're going to have to get you back on soon to talk about that. But real quick, what's your bottom line on war right now with Iran? I mean, is that more saber rattling or?
Well, I mean, it's a fast way to increase the prison population. It's like the prison owners are not happy with the rate at which they're increasing the prison population. So let's start a few wars because that'll increase prison population exponentially. And so that's where you make your money in the globalist.
How does a war start make a bigger prison population?
With prisoners of war. You know, with prisoners of war are legion. They're huge.
Sure. Also, the contracts, the no bids, all of it. Very intriguing. Max Kaiser, MaxKaiser.com. Give us your other websites.
Well, it's MaxKaiser.com. And, oh, yeah, follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter. I'm trying to get more Twitter followers, so follow me on Twitter.
Absolutely. We are, too. It's important to have full spectrum attack against the globalists. Max Kaiser, thank you so much. Always informative.
My pleasure. Talk to you soon.
All right, there goes Max. Always great having him. Skype is breaking up a bit, but it was still powerful information. We'll be covering more of this on the Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock Central, PrisonPlanet.tv. Briefly, I want to show people on screen if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. If not, go to Infowars.com on the right-hand side. Again, we'll put this on screen. On the right-hand side of Infowars.com, down from the top there, you can see here it says receive three free gifts. Buy two silver dollars from our sponsor, Midas Resources. This isn't a joke, folks. $72. Went up from 63. You notice it went up still. An unbelievable deal. It's hard to get two silver dollars of that quality for 70. And that includes the American Dream film, the Obama Deception film, by the way, that we can't keep on shelves. It's not like we're selling something here we can't sell. And Dishonest Money book. All amazing. Free. Two free films and a book and silver dollars right at cost. Go to Infowars.com, scroll down the page, and click on that to find the best deal at Midas Resources. And below that, they have some of their other best deals on gold and silver coins that are Alex Jones radio specials. Or call Midas Resources and tell them Alex Jones sent you. Everybody says that so they can track advertising. But with me, it does actually trigger something. An entire list of whatever their best deals and the best deals are that day. 800-686-2237. And Midas is always buying more gold. So if they don't have what you want one day, call back the next. You know, they have a huge selection. They got all sorts of weird stuff, too. They got it all. Collectibles, numismatics, semi-numismatics, but mainly bullion. That's what Ted promotes the best, because you can, you know, really clearly see what you're getting there. And Ted's the fifth biggest gold and silver company in the country now, because he's got such competitive prices. 800-686-2237. Give Midas Resources a call. And pray for this country. Pray for peace in the world. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory.
It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.